Up next is Aria. Aria did Keen. It makes me so happy. I'm like so
Aria sang. That makes me happy.
Excited that you did this song. This is like one of my favorite Keen songs. And I like love how you sang it. I'm like so jealous because every time I go to do this song, it always sounds. I think this probably goes with what you were telling me on Sing It with like putting my voice too forward when I do the like. The line, living in the kingdom of the good and true, it always comes out like, living in the kingdom of the good and true. It always sounds too like, boom, boom, boom.
Like Cyndi Lauper.
And so, like, I have no idea, like, what that is. But you did, like, a really great job with this. Like, you sounded really fantastic. I liked the energy that you had a lot. I think that you could have had a tiny bit more emotion, like, just as far as, like, the level of emotion that this song actually brings to the table. But overall, this was, like, fantastic, and I loved it. So that's really all I have to say. What do you guys think? What do you guys think?
Val, you go first. I don't have anything. It was great.
Oh. Gasp. It sounded like it was an odd range for you.
Really?
And I spotted a voice crack.
Oh, the gasp.
I noticed that too, actually.
Gasp. It was like monumental Aria voice crack.
It didn't bother me very much, though, for some reason. Like, it didn't really, like, throw me off or anything.
I'm eating during Aria's critique in honor of Aria.
Oh, yeah. They better be goldfish or Skittles Fruit Loops. Or pretzels.
Oh, Fruit Loops.
Even better.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. That's all I really... It was in a weird range for you, and that's all I really had.
I didn't think so at all.
Yeah, I thought it felt great. Comfortable for her.
No, she's so good at making things feel comfortable. As far as her voice, I mean, just like... I've yet to hear something that she doesn't sound comfortable singing.
This was very smooth, too. I like.
Yeah, it was.
As opposed to my stupid...
Yeah.
She's channeling Cyndi Lauper there. The emotion was good. The levels were good. I loved the little runs and trills that got sort of tossed in there. But the biggest problem I have with this is I'm staring at the paper going, I'm supposed to write something down, and I have nothing to write down. Really great job.
My only note was the voice crack.
You're gonna like put this up on the wall and say I was there when it happened, aren't you?
Yeah.
This was good. Done. Up next is Turtle.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's gotta be. It's coming down to nothing more than apathy. I'd rather run the other way than stay and see the smoke and who's still standing when it clears. When everyone knows I'm in over my head, with 8 seconds left in overtime, she's on your mind. Let's rearrange. I wish you were a stranger I could disengage. Just say we agree and then never change. Soften a bit until we all just get along. But that's disregard. I find another friend and you discard. As you lose the argument in the cable car, hanging above as the canyon comes between. Everyone knows I'm in over my head. With 8 seconds left in overtime, she's on your mind, she's on your. Everyone knows I'm in over my head, with 8 seconds left in overtime, she's on your mind, she's on your. Suddenly I become part of your past. I'm becoming a part that don't last. I'm losing you and it's effortless. Without a sound out of the ground and a throw around. Never thought you wanted to bring it down. I won't let it go down till we torch it ourselves. And everyone knows I'm in over my head. With 8 seconds left in overtime, she's on your mind, she's on your mind. Everyone knows she's on your mind. Everyone knows I'm in over my head. Everyone knows I'm in over my head. 8 seconds left in overtime.
Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No.
Here's in a half shell.
Turtles, yay. Cowabunga, etc.
Up first tonight is Reed to talk about this one.
Hey, Turtles. I really like this song.
I love this song.
I really like you as a person and as a singer. But the combination didn't work for me tonight. I'm sorry. You know what was the weirdest thing for me? Is that for me, I hear this as a song that a guy has to go really high to sing. And instead it came off as a song a woman sang really low.
Yeah.
It had a weird kind
that's
of drag to it.
That's always how this song is, though. Like, for any girl singing it, this song, that's always what happens.
Well, stay out of
the
guy
songs,
I was going to
say, yeah,
then
don't sing it.
Oh. It's okay. None of us can sing up there anymore. It started off with rushing, and there was pitch problems kind of in a lot of places, unfortunately. I'm going to give you this note only because, you know, whatever happens tonight, you're going to need this note for Sing It. Because I know that you're getting harped on about pronunciation. You have the capability of pronouncing these things right, because you would say, yo mine, and then as soon as you finish that, you say, your mind. Like, you pronounced it right mm-hmm. the second time, but the first time, it kept getting pronounced as yo mine, which made me think, yo.
Bada-bing.
It's like, yo mine, what's up?
Bada-bing.
I wrote 224 and then question mark here, but I don't remember what I meant by that. Oh, well. Gosh, I hope that you don't... I'm a little worried about how this is going to turn out for you tonight. This was a little problematic for me. I'm sorry.
I liked this more than Gil Dragon's Ghostly Ooze.
At least the Ghostly Ooze were, like, I don't know, sung well.
I don't know.
So they were really high and this was really low, like, and they were probably all at the exact same level.
I liked this a lot at the beginning. I do agree, I thought it was too low. By, like, the second chorus, I wish you had had more energy, because, like, at that point, the song builds, and I felt like you kind of, like, stayed at the same level, like, how Clary didn't build with her swell. I felt like you didn't really do that either. Yeah, I agree about the pronunciation stuff that everybody's been saying, but, like, at the same time, like, that's just kind of like Turtle, and you just, like, that's how it is, and it's, like... I don't know. I think you performed it well, and like, I think you.
It doesn't personally bother me. It's just that I've just I know
no.
She's been getting a lot of comments
about
it on Sing It.
And like, we've given her comments about it too. And I think that like, it gets better, and then sometimes it sounds. It's like depends on the song.
Yeah,
and I think maybe this song choice was just too low, so that was why. I don't know. I didn't not like this though. Like, I still enjoyed it. But that's my personal choice.
It doesn't sound like it would have been too low for you, but what it sounds like to me is that you're gritting your teeth and you're not opening your mouth enough. Because I know on Musicals Week, it sounded like you were gritting your teeth too. And that, like, hinders pronunciation too if you're, like, gritting your teeth and not placing your voice in your head or in your chest. And it's like, yeah, I think you really, like, need to open your mouth more. And that would, like, fix a lot of your problems.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely, like, one of your main issues. I think that would fix your pitch issues, too. Like, sometimes
yeah.
when you have, like, pitch problems, I think it might be better.
You think her opening her mouth more would fix your pitch
problem? Well, like, I think that, like, her pronouncing things properly would fix her, like, in a couple places where she's, like, a little pitchy. I think she would sound less pitchy if she wasn't pronouncing it wrong. Does that make sense, kind of?
Oh, like no, if she wasn't leaving off note or letters and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like if she was like articulating properly, like she wouldn't sound as pitchy. That's my secret theory.
Not so secret anymore.
secret theories that are now revealed on Rockstar.
Oh, snap.
That just upped the street value of this recording.
I am done.
Me too.
Done.
Up next is Bryson.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own. I used to roll the dice, feel the fear in my enemy's eyes, listen as the crowd would sing. Now the old king is dead, long live the king. One minute I held the key, next the walls were closed on me, and I discovered that my castle stands upon pillars of salt and pillars of sand. I hear Jerusalem bells a-ringing, Roman cavalry choirs a-singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain, once you go there, there was never, never an honest word. But that was when I ruled the world. It was the wicked and wild winds opened the doors to let me in. Shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain, I know Saint Peter will call my name. Never in all this world, but that was when I ruled the world. Missionaries in a foreign field. For some reason I can't explain, once you go there, there was never, never an honest word. But that was when I ruled the world.
Bryson.
Bryson. It's like Brian with an S.
I really like Bryson's nice. Name. I think it's really cool. Do you remember when I said, like, it's Bryson?
See, no, that's because you... Bryson, I want to tell you right now, I feel your pain. Because, you know, my parents named me with a Y and I had to correct people my whole life. I can't even begin to imagine how many people have misspelled your name.
I can't believe how many people call me Rachel instead of Rochelle. So.
Isn't your name Rachel?
No.
I have no...
No, my name's Rochelle.
I'm kidding.
Ah. But a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people on VH might think my name is Rachel because people call me like R.
I actually thought your name was Lustar.
Lustar?
And then there's what, Ray? Like, Zane says it really weird, like, Rachel.
No, I thought she was a fan of Ray Charles and she just put Ray Charles in front of it and it just became Rachel.
Yeah, a lot of people thought that, like, a lot of people...
I'm sure you get that a lot.
Because a lot of people on VH call me, like, R-A-C-H, like, Ratch, or, like, Rach, I guess. So, like, I think...
It's like somebody calling me Bride.
I wonder if people think that my name is Rachel, because it's actually Rochelle. Because a lot of people expect Rochelle to be spelt with an O, like Rochelle, but it's not my version, at least.
Rochelle.
So
I got to tell you what, as somebody who calls you R-A-C-H, I know your name's Rochelle.
That's so good. No, yeah, everybody who does knows that I'm Rochelle at this point. But it's like new people coming in. I'm like, do they know?
You know what? From now on, I'm just going to call you Lustar.
Lustar.
I think that's better.
Then some song.
Val, it's your turn to go first. We haven't said anything about Bryson for the part of this critique.
We haven't said anything constructive except for your name is cool. Dun, dun, dun.
Done. No, just kidding.
I liked this a lot. Me for too. Your voice, Bryson. Yay. There, when you were doing the whoa-whoa-whoas, it was, you went off.
Really? I thought he still sounded pretty good on those, though.
Yeah, I thought he sounded good there, too.
It sounded good, but it was, like, off. That's kind of all I really had. I liked your emotion and your tone on this voice, on this song.
Yeah, I was...
It matched the song really well.
So pleased by this. Like, I'll be honest, like, I was a little worried. I was, like, worried that you might get strainy and, like, I don't know, I was, like, a little nervous for you. But I actually...
She went all mother hen on you.
I was so nervous for Bryson on this song. But I, like, actually, like, really, really liked it. I wrote so proud. Apparently I did go all mother
hen. See? Mother hen.
I actually, like, really loved the way this fit your voice. I agree. I thought your tone was so nice. I liked your falsetto moments, like, when you went up. I liked your OOOs. I didn't hear them be pitchy, but I also think you did a really good job of mixing those in, like, a very unique sort of way, so that might have been why.
Oh, yeah, the mixing was, like, awesome. Yeah. It sounded all professional.
I thought that there was a couple, like, small timing issues where, like, you, like, I guess, like, I think the main problem as far as, like, the quote-unquote timing issues were that you would say a word and pronounce it, like, more so than the guy who sings for Coldplay would, like... There was one time when you said, like, never, and you said, like, everything, and he would probably have been, like, never, like, really quickly.
Are you asking him to imitate Coldplay? Or
No, I'm not asking him to imitate Coldplay. I'm just, like, it sounded like there was timing issues because he was, like, rushing to fit a word in.
Because Coldplay can't pronounce things correctly.
those guys are...
I didn't not like all, the right. doubling... very much. I think as far as, like, people doubling, you were the best. Like, I liked your doubling more than Guild Dragons, and I know Valk brought up Omi doubling one time, so, like, I like you
because Omi did the same song, so I'm glad he didn't, like, overload my brain, and it was, like, leveled and stuff.
Yeah.
Because that didn't happen the first time.
But this was good. I thought this was a good choice for you, Bryson, and I'm, like, happy about that. Anyway, Reed, you can say things now. I'm sorry.
You know... The mother is there for the nurturing, and the father is there for the smack of cold reality. No, I'm just kidding. No, actually, Bryson, I'm kidding. It was actually pretty good. There was definitely there were definitely pitch problems in a couple of places, but yeah. I would say the majority of the song did not have that problem. It was pretty good. I was upset when you doubled. I was like, oh no, he's doubling, and then there were all these kind of weird voices in the back that I was trying to figure out if they were part of, because there was one part. Towards the two-thirds into it where your harmony was just like so quiet it was practically on perfect level with the backtrack that I couldn't tell if it was part of the backtrack or if it was you, and these guys set me straight that it was you, but those were good. And I almost wondered if the doubling in the beginning was you attempting to harmonize and it just sort of landed into doubling of melody. And I gotta say that I liked your falsettos.
I loved the falsetto.
I thought the falsetto transitions were really, really good.
And it was smooth. It wasn't like a weird jump. Like, oh, there's a transition. Yeah. It was great. I loved it. Okay, yeah. We have to stop because this is a longer take. Done.
Thurp. Done.
Done.